do wrong. You just play. So
yeah. A bit of a mixed trip to Melbourne. What did you guys take out of this trip?
I think what we did well was we adapted from yesterday and the surface and the plans to us. Well, that's what I felt like. I was successful today, struggled a little bit yesterday, but yeah, reflected on that and came up with some plans and executed today, so I was pretty happy with that.
Got a little bit tight towards the end there when you looked to be just in a seemingly cruise control, but was it hard to get going out in the middle there?
Yeah, I think any time when you're chasing it feels a little bit hard, but we were pretty lucky that our hold was blown really well and we were only chasing the 135, so we had a bit of freedom to just get a runnable, and I think that's most of us what we're all focused on is hit the sweepers and just try and get off strike and runs will come, which they did. So, but yeah, a bit of an exciting finish.
What does it say about this group that you can bounce back from a game like yesterday in the space of 24 hours and that one today?
Yeah, it's exciting, and I think it's going to be important for the momentum of the season. Yeah, yesterday wasn't our best game. You can always put it down to flying and things like that, but being stuck on yesterday and being able to come out with a long performance like that is nice. And especially, I mean, I know we beat them the first game, but we were always expecting them to come back pretty hard. They're a good team, so being able to get them a game is pretty good.
It's not much time for breaking and just sort of chilling out with flying and then games. But as you said, bouncing back from yesterday to today, how much do you review this game and what you did and before you move on to the next one?
Well, that'll be down to Horse, so we'll see what he does. But yeah, I think it's important to take what we've learned from here because we're bound to be in this situation again. There's a lot to travel this year and to be fair, the loss of it's been pretty tough. Three games in 4 days with a travel day in between. But yeah, we'll probably try and take out what we've done well and make sure we're mainly not the next game.
And what a George Adams and Danny Gibson be able to bring to the group as two new internationals.
Yeah, it's exciting having them along. Well, Gibbo, we saw her on the field the first game and both of them didn't get to contribute too much. But we saw her with the ball yesterday and she bowled really well. And then we saw what Georgia Adams can do today with that just easy six over mid on. And Georgia's had a great season in England for their domestic comp. So I think they'll bring a lot. And I think they've done really well at picking players that are very team orientated and fit into the group super easy.
How do you assess your own form to start the year? Fortunate yesterday, but a couple of good scores then.
Yeah, cricket's a funny thing. I went from hitting really well to yesterday, being a striker at 20-30 and thinking that, I can't bat anymore, that I'd lost it in a day. And then today, being like, oh, maybe I can still bat. So, I don't know, I'm just going to try and stay positive, and it's just important for me to make sure I do the job for the team, which is make sure I get a good start and sort of help let everyone else bat around and try and stay in for the whole game next time.
And what about the way Denise has been able to step in and take the new ball and kind of fill that role that Darcy might have played if she was fit?
Yeah, she's done so good. We saw a bit of her last year and she's a bit unfortunate. Like, we obviously love having her here, but last year not getting as many games as she probably would for other teams. But she's really stepped up and she's so confident with it too, which I think is super important. T-Mac, asked, I think it was between Georgia and her, to who to take the power serve. She was like, I'll take it. So it's pretty good to have someone that confident in the team ready to go.
That's awesome. And yeah, you've got Shabak Brizzy next. How many Hurricanes were you expecting from them?
Well, they've only played the one game, so I don't know how much you're expecting them for this, are they?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah. So hopefully that'll give us a bit more of an insight where they're at. I'm sure Galani and Nick will be back, so they'll be a little bit stronger. But I don't know, I feel like if we just focus on what we do well, it doesn't quite matter what they do. So I think we'll just be focusing on
that.
Thank you. Is that
all right?
Cheers, Dave. Yeah. Thank you. I'm done?
I'm done.
Thank you.